Peace Regional Waste Management General Manager Art Sawatsky joins us on the phone. Good morning, Art. Thank you very much for joining us. The Eco Center has gone, well, it's changed a little bit. It's gone to completely blue bags, and there's no more sorting going on. First of all, if I can just get your comments, it's a little bit of an icebreaker on the fact that no more sorting is taking place.
The products that we used to, some of the products that we used to make you sort in the depots there, your paper, mixed paper, newsprint, plastic, that's all changing. We're going to go to blue bags. We're going to go to like a single source. That was called multi-source recycling. We're going to single source recycling, which means you're putting everything in blue or clear bags. Not everything, you know, just your the normal stuff, just exactly the same as the Town of Peace River's blue bag recycling. So you can put in your tin, paper, plastic, cardboard, if it'll fit in there. If it doesn't fit in there, you can put it to the side. If you're going to the Eco Center, we still have the cardboard bunker that you can place it. The reason we're doing this is just to align ourselves with what the Town of Peace River already does with their curbside recycling. Alberta is trying to start extended producer responsibility or EPR program, which is a little complicated, but just to simplify, it means that the Alberta government is going to take over our recycling, and they're going to be going single source blue bags, and we're just thought we might as well align ourselves with it now, and then the transition will be very simple when all this comes to fruition.
Is this the main reasoning why the removing of some of the drop-off depots around town are happening?
Well, exactly. You know, the drop-off bins only work for the multi-source recycling. They don't work for blue bags. Blue bags will be placed in large bins at the Eco Center. You know, obviously we can't have large bins out and about town because they get filled with furniture and carpet and other garbage and stuff like that. So it just wouldn't work.
Does part of the reasoning have to do, Art, with sometimes, unfortunately, the drop-off sites are abused a little bit?
Yes, that's part of it, yeah. Contamination in recycling basically means we can't market it, we can't ever get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my recycle, if it's going to go into the landfill. So when we go to the blue bags, we're hoping to get a lot cleaner product. And when you put it in a blue bag, it does get sorted. If we have two options how to handle our blue bags. One is to put it through our waste-to-energy system here at the landfill. We have a pilot project going. And the other is to send it down south into a sorting facility where it gets sorted. And if it gets sorted and it's contaminated, well, it gets pulled out and thrown in the garbage. But the way we did it before, somebody throws a bag of garbage in with the recycling, that pretty much ruins the whole thing because we're not sorting it. We're putting it in bales, and then that bale is considered to be just one product. But if we send that out to a mill or any kind of market and it's discovered there's garbage in with it, well, they're going to reject it.
Now, you say the blue bags are there. Clear bags can also be used. I use a blue bin program as well, since I do live out of town. But for somebody like me who is starting this new way of recycling, how easy is it to make the changes and transition into the blue bags and continue the recycling from there?
Well, I think it's very easy. It should be easier. You don't have to sort it. Anything that you were, you know, putting in your blue box and you were sorting, just throw it all in one bag. Just bring us the bag and throw it in the bin. You're done.
Basically, the next step is to get the said bags, right?
Yeah, I think they're available at every grocery store, and they should be right in the same aisle as your black garbage bags.
I know black garbage bags are not to be used. They need to be seen. The contents need to be seen, correct?
That's correct. If you throw black garbage bags into our bins, and that's already happening, it'll just be pulled out and thrown in the garbage. So if you want it to be recycled, then it needs to be in either clear or blue bags. It has to be so that you can see through it. One more thing, very important, no glass. We
No
don't,
glass.
no glass. The glass is not recyclable. You put it in the baler, smashes, it's a hazard. You put it through a waste of energy. It doesn't, it can't be processed, so there's no longer any glass recycling. And we don't currently have a market for glass either. We're always looking for new markets, but currently, glass is just going into the waste stream, into garbage.
Okay, that is really good to know, obviously, because I remember at the drop-off depots, there are glass bins there,
Yep.
but it's now no longer applicable, I guess.
Unfortunately, no. We haven't had a market for glass for some time.
Okay.
Yep.
Again, Art, I appreciate your time and I appreciate the knowledge as well. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Thank you.